I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
Welcome to Basketball Story Spot.
Hey, podcast up? Where we only talk about basketball
and nothing else.
Exclusively basketball.
Jinx. I said it first. Kyle can't talk. He can't talk the whole episode.
I can't talk. Right. You're locked out.
He's already talking.
Nah, yeah, you've been iced.
It's already done. You already owe me like 3-4 soldiers.
We need to build a penalty box for you. That is the only thing that hockey has that I wish every other sport had.
I said, oh, you can't talk. And he said, I can't talk. It's already done. No, you're done,
man.
You already owe me soda. You can talk now. That's the thing.
Okay.
You owe me sodas, yes.
Damn.
What kind of soda do you like?
Orange soda.
Orange soda.
Make it happen. Crush?
No. God, no. Dan. Jesus Christ. Now Dan can't
I don't
talk,
drink
but
sodas.
Just for real. Just
no.
For
real. Oh,
yes.
I wasn't
Shut
even
down.
Jinxed. I just, no one likes my soda taste.
Nah. There's something about Crush that like takes a little strange. We already
know,
way
the
off
good
topic.
Orange soda?
Fanta, for sure.
Fanta. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why does that make sense? Do the math
Fanta's
out
other
loud. Show us
good.
Your work.
No, because other Fanta drinks are good.
Yeah, I don't even
strawberry like Fanta's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like strawberry soda.
I've never had strawberry Fanta before. Yeah,
they make it taste good.
Maybe the next podcast we don't even do a topic. We just do
a soda review.
I get to try a strawberry Fanta.
Hell yeah.
And then we talk about it for 45 minutes.
Fuck the pineapple, though. That's forever nasty.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
I like pineapple everything. I think pineapple's my favorite thing on stuff.
Even
I feel like pineapple was
too?
Like a fad
I
food
pizza,
from
right?
like 2005, and we're all just still kind of running with
it's
it.
It's so good.
It feels like
What's
a gimmick.
What's wrong with you?
It's not bad. It feels like, I feel like they did it 1 month where they were like, isn't it wild we put pineapple on a pizza, and then they just like kept doing it too long.
Yeah,
pineapple
like, yo,
and strawberry
that,
together?
Yo. Nah.
That fruit combination? There's nothing better.
I'm all right.
Mm-mm.
You guys are unbelievable.
I'm believable. I'm unbelievable. But I was like, no, it's believable. I'm believable. We're believable.
Fuck you, man.
Wow. That was the only time I've ever seen you fumble, and it was awesome. You said believable 16 times.
Yeah, you just had like a heart attack.
So what are we talking about?
Did you guys see Magic quit last night?
Yeah, just
that
a
is
quick a quick cool. one we're talking a little Magic.
Do you know I was listening to something today where they were saying that not only did no one know, like Genie Buss didn't know, like no one knew this was happening, the press didn't even know, like somebody else was being interviewed, and then he goes, is it my turn to talk yet? I have something to say. Is it my turn to talk yet? Like a little kid.
Yeah, right. It's like, Magic, relax. We got,
you've already made one big announcement.
Yeah, we got this year. We got next year. Like, you'll be fine. We can talk to you. We have time to talk to you. And he's like, all right.
I wouldn't even realize, like, how brutal what he said was.
Yeah, true.
He sounded like
he was
ready.
At first, I was stunned because I was out, so I didn't see it. And I saw your message. And I was like, yo, what? And then, like, I looked at it and I was like, holy shit, he did it. He did that shit.
He's gone.
And then after, like, letting some time pass, like, I understood it and I appreciated how he did it and I appreciated his candor.
It sounded like he decided that morning, though, that he was quitting.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the organization that people don't really realize.
What? I think this is totally how Magic is, though.
No.
He's quit every other thing that he's done. He quit Countdown this
100%.
Way. He quit his talk show this way.
Quit coaching after 16
games.
Quit
coaching. Yeah, because they lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, he absolutely, like, I don't doubt that, but I also feel like there was some stuff going on with Rob Pelinka that people weren't saying. They were saying that, like, how, like, inside, because they seemed close and they appeared close and he spoke highly of him, and then when they asked him about him this time, seemed like he was about to go in and be like, yeah, you know, there's some stuff going on, I don't really, and then he kind of pulled away from it, and then he was leaving it to being like, you know, I just hope Jeannie surrounds herself with people she can trust and that can help her elevate this organization.
What,
so like,
Rob Pelinka was what, Kobe's old agent?
Yeah.
Is that how he got involved?
Former member of the Fab Five also.
Oh.
Like the Fab Five with that team. He was on that team.
Yeah, he was like a backup forward or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so he's like a great basketball mind, but he's not really liked around the league because he was an agent, and agents aren't liked. It's not your job to be liked. Like, the only successful...
If your agent. Players like you, that's all you matter. Yeah. That's all that matters.
But once you get into the league, you need other, you need the GMs to like, you need them to like, yeah, spin it around. And I mean, only G and I GM that I think has done it probably is like Bob Myers, who went agent to GM, but he had a different approach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he was an agent, so that helped him. But it's tough. Like, I would not particularly want to be a Lakers fan right now. If I, like I said, y'all, if I was them, I would throw every single dollar I could imagine at Jerry West.
But, why not?
But even then, Jerry West doesn't want to be a GM. He wants to be like a liaison.
Yeah. He's 81.
And
yeah.
He's, yeah, and he's, who's he with the Clippers right now?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to jump off of that this quickly.
Yeah, he is. The contract's up. The
contract's up?
Yeah, it was a 2-year contract. Oh, I looked it up today because I was like, yeah,
well,
but
that's
they,
interesting.
Like, that's he could like come in.
That is very interesting.
All right, pay Jerry West.
Yeah.
That is very, very, very
I mean, he might not be your GM, but he should come in and consult while you're in, mm-hmm, like, this very pivotal phase.
Yeah, because they can fuck a lot of things up, like, to where they might not be able to get back. Because everything's riding on a dude that's, like, just finished his 16th year.
Yeah, and his contract is it's a 4-year contract.
Just finished his 17th year.
No, 16.
Well, that was his 17th.
Uh-uh.
My bad. Whatever.
Edit. Don't ever try to correct me about LeBron again.
Edit. Yeah, I forgot you are. You stand for LeBron.
You love LeBron.
I stand me a queen. A black king. Sorry.
Wow. We've really got you on one today.
I'm very high.
I don't care. That was funny.
My allergies are destroying me. But yeah.
This is like the first day where allergies are a thing again.
Yeah, for real. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, I more power to them. I think they're in a decent position still because you have the greatest player on the planet. It's probably debatable at this point.
I think
after the injury,
yeah,
him with a full offseason, he's going to come back next year with a fucking vengeance.
Wouldn't it be crazy if he came back next year and averaged like 33 or something?
I think he absolutely could.
I think that's in the realm of possibility
because he's never had this time off before. And it's always like 48-minute games that he's playing like 46 and a half minutes.
And Jerry West is so good that he can come in and be like, yo, y'all are fucking stupid. You have LeBron. Like, give him some 3-and-D players. Give him another star who could slash and like penetrate. And then that's a whip. Get him Danny Green. Get him a bunch of like players like that. Like,
go try to get Drew Holiday.
That's all you
do. For real.
Like, that would be Drew Holiday, like, playing defense with LeBron. Like,
who? I don't understand. Like, before I was one of the people who was like, and if had LeBron not gotten hurt, they would have made the playoffs. But like with the team that they're surrounding him with, like JaVale McGee and like Rondo and all that, and I was like, all right, whatever. I'll see. It could work. Well, but looking back, it's just bad moves.
It's really not bad. What we know works with him. And it's also like, I get that you're tied to those young players, but the vets, you're the Lakers. You have your pick of who you want to bring in. People will come to
fucking
be in
sign
LA.
JaVale McGee the first day of free agency.
That blew my mind.
Yeah. You had Brook Lopez. Who
Mike
is defending pretty well in this shooting, I believe 37% from three.
Yeah, he's taking a lot of threes.
Yeah. It's not.
And he said, I'll come back at a discount. And they're like, nah.
But what
they came, also let Julius Randle walk.
Yeah, and they traded D'Angelo Russell, who's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, if they kept would be in the playoffs right
To be
now.
Fair, though, yeah. He was not that player whenever he played with
No, he wasn't, but which speaks to the functionality of the Lakers, I believe.
Yeah, it might. But it's also just he's a little bit older now. What is he, like 23, 24
yeah,
now?
Yeah, but it's also guards take a little bit to develop.
That's like, the hardest position to play.
It's a hard
position. And also, too, if we're going back, like, they traded him as a sweetener for a deal that they did not have to give to Timofey Mozgov.
Yeah, it was a totally
To bail themselves out of
no
a bad.
So they could get some money to put, for no reason. They were going to be a team that was going to have a hard time, like, getting over the salary floor. I mean, it was all rookie contracts.
Yeah.
It's a bad, it just looks not great all around. And they could, and it's like, it's also too, like, had we been the GM at that time, we would have done the same thing as far as like trying to get out from those contracts. If we were Magic and it was like, looking at the locker room, looking at the how it was, the vibe after the Nick Young incident, it'd be like, all right, I'm going to trade
D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, for morale reasons.
Yeah, I'm going to get him out of there. Like, Julius Randle, I would have let him walk if I thought I could have got LeBron. Like, I would, the things that we all
I don't know. Done. Julius Randle, why not play him with LeBron? Why wouldn't his style work with LeBron?
No, I mean, just to clear out more money.
Oh.
Not just, for, I mean, style-wise.
He was only like 2 years, $20 million, and I think the second year was a player option.
I think, the Pelicans pay him like pretty well.
No, yeah. It was like two. It was 2 years, 10 apiece, I think. And then it was a player option for the second.
The only reason I could think that you would get resign him in some way is that you feel like some other team is going to offer him way more money, and it's going to make it hard for you to like move other players to get LeBron. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a player that I really like, and I feel like they should have held on to because he can like bring the ball up the court a little bit.
Yeah, he can score. And he's like, and their weakest point was like they had no centers.
Yeah.
And they, you know, when they played Kuzma at center like half the year.
Yeah. I like Kuzma, but he needs to defend better.
Yeah.
I think I would try to trade him.
And to me, nobody's off limits. Everybody but LeBron is off limits. Yeah. I would go back and be like, if I'm rappelling, I'm like, oh, just so you know, when we tried to trade all y'all before, that is still on the table. So
yeah,
don't get too comfortable. Please work out. Do what you got to do. Use the facilities. But yeah, y'all are gone. Like, all of y'all are gone. This was a disgusting display, like, all around.
Yeah, you guys all played badly.
Yeah, and also, too, I mean, a lot of it they said, too, is that Magic was taking the hits. So with back with the old PG tampering and all of that, like, that was Rob Pelinka. A lot of some of the trades, like, that was Rob Pelinka, the signing. Some of that was Rob Pelinka, and Magic was like, he didn't want to be the fall guy anymore.
Yeah,
he was like, I'm Magic. I want to be Magic, the guy people like. Like,
oh, yeah. So yeah, I mean, was, that is kind of like what he was like. I like making the deals. Yeah, sounded like Donald
Trump. They got, I mean, he was the president, like, of basketball operations, which is just like an overseer. Like, Rob Pelinka was the GM.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, I'm here to lure the big fish. And he lured the biggest fish, and they need to finish it.
Then they did nothing with it.
No. If I'm them, I like Jerry West, but if Jerry West doesn't work, I'm calling probably David Griffin. That doesn't work. I'm calling, I mean, it's not going to happen, but I'm calling R.C. Buford. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, just call everybody and just be like, what's a number? Yeah. Like, what? Just, tell
what's
us
a
how
number?
Much.
Yeah, that's a good, the best start. Like, what's a number? Give me a number.
Yeah. I'll pay you double what you make now. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I can do it.
Yeah. I mean, because they can't.
Not as much as like, that's the thing that's tough, because like, they can do it, but like, they don't have, I think it's a lot of money, but it's not like Steve Ballmer money. Like, that's
no. Yeah. I mean, that's their only business.
Steve Ballmer and do whatever.
Who's the Portland guy had a ton of money.
Yeah, Paul.
Their team's coming up for sale, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, either their owner or their general manager is going to change after this year. I think it's their owner.
It was talks about Jeff Bezos wanting to buy the Knicks, too.
Damn.
Which would be sick. But at the same time, since we fucked him over with the Amazon headquarters in Queens, he might end up moving the Knicks to, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, he buys
moves
Wyoming him
or something. Yeah,
he moves him to Ohio.
Yeah. All right. It'll be Ohio Knicks.
Holy shit.
I would die.
The Jeff Bezos Ohio Knicks?
Yeah.
I would have a new favorite team just to piss people off.
Yeah.
It would be disgusting.
Oh, it would be horrible.
I don't think he would do that. I think
they don't even wear shorts, they wear bootleg jeans to
the
play
league
basketball.
Would be like, no, you can't move the Knicks. Like, those, no, they're one
the
of those
Knicks
teams
are,
that you can't
they would
move.
Block
Yeah,
that.
The owners can block that.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I would think, yeah, they're never going to give up on a major market team.
Yeah,
like, so no major market team's ever going to leave.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Ain't happening.
Never happen. It'll never happen. I don't know. I just like, do you feel good about the draft? Do you feel good about the draft? Like, where you guys are ending? You have 14% at Zion.
I feel good in the sense that we can't go lower than 5. That's my only.
Yeah.
You know, because like the bottom three teams, like, it's just flat.
Well, what is it? 52% that you're in the top four.
Yeah.
Because Bulls are like 48%, and then 12.5% that they get.
But at the same time, with how the draft works, is that we have 14% chance at number one, and we have a 52% chance at landing number 5. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, it's more likely that you can land back. That's why we want it. You kind of do want to finish as low as possible, in the sense that you can only one, not because it's like, oh, I mean, you're in the ring to get the number one pick, but at the lowest you can fall is 5.
How
like,
many teams does that apply for?
Just the whichever team is number one, the worst team.
Just one team.
Yeah, so the lowest the Knicks can fall is five. Like, there is no possibility that they fall outside of five. Mm-hmm. And if you get two,
man,
the lowest you fall is six.
Could you imagine being the second worst team in the league and you get, like, the eighth pick?
Well, you
like,
can't. If you're the second worst team, the lowest you'll get is six.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah, it's like a descending.
That, though, man.
Yeah, for real. It sucks, yeah. In a team who wasn't that good could easily jump up. Like, the eighth worst team could get the number one pick very easily.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could make good this playoff
year, teams.
If you do the, like, those, I'm sure I've said this a million times with those draft simulators, it's like it's not that hard to get, like, the Lakers the number one pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which,
man, you know what I was thinking about? Dude. Biggest disaster that could happen, though, if Zion got to the Wizards.
Oh, God.
Think about that.
Oh.
I think there's like a 9% chance or
like
an 8% chance.
Yeah, that's.
I think that's worst case scenario.
Oh, buddy.
I think that's the worst team he could go to.
That's the worst one.
That's a really
bad. I would love to see him in Phoenix over that.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Like, oh.
That would be fun.
God, I would even like to see him in Cleveland over that, like in Washington.
Yeah. Just stuck with that, like, wall contract.
I mean, him and Bradley Beal will be okay, but everything else in that organization is bad.
And even then, Bradley's gone. Like, because if they're a smart organization, Bradley Beal should definitely be gone.
Yeah, just start over.
I'm like, and if I'm watching, I'm like, you got to take Bradley, you got to take that contract, you got to take that contract. Like,
if you're the Lakers,
you're giving me shit for him.
I would take a bad contract and Bradley Beal because Beal's cheap.
Yeah, actually, not, if not that, not like. You don't have to give me a ton for him, but you have to take a lot from us.
Yeah. You have to take, like, the what's that guy's, the center that they signed for, like, seven? Matamute?
Jan Mahimi.
Yeah. Jan Mahimi.
I think his contract's done this year.
I don't think so.
That's a good look, though. If it wasn't done this year, then it's done.
Those types of players are
done last year, and that's a good deal for whoever trades for that, because that's a good expiring contract.
You don't think they would take expire? I doubt they would try to trade expiring.
Well, who wouldn't take expiring?
No, I think anybody would.
Yeah, expiring contracts are like...
Yeah, that's the best contract you want.
It's a huge... it's a great commodity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, just to clear the fuck out of our books. Because you just take bad players, take bad contracts and shit like that, and just unload it. You just sit. If you're a bad team, that's the best move. That's if the Knicks don't, if they whiff on KD or Kyrie, like, if I'm them, like, I just trade bad contracts, get little second round picks and little first round picks.
Yeah.
Here and there, like, whoever has a shitty contract, like, we'll take them for a year.
I feel like the Lakers are either going to, like, completely handle this offseason, or they're going to give Joakim Noah, like, $8 million for 3 years. Like, there's no in-between ground.
Yeah, this is a very serious offseason for the Lakers. Like,
they've really
got
to fucking figure it out. Like, they have to go into opening day with, like, the team they want to play with. Like, they can't expect, like, mid-season trades. They kind of have to
Still believe AD will come there on his own next year. Barring he doesn't get traded to another team that's...
I don't know. If they have just as bad as what they were this year, like, it's like, if it's that much of a dumpster fire again, I don't see free agents, like, wanting to be a part of, like, sharing the spotlight of, like, just...
Fucked
up.
I don't think it necessarily needs to be next year. I think what needs to happen is that they sign a bunch of really... high IQ 3-and-D players. Those guys are going to come play with LeBron because they don't think that they're better than him. They know there's levels to this. They know that they don't have to achieve. Like, KD is going to be like, I'm better than you. Kyrie is like, no, I'm as good. But Kawhi rather is going to be like, I'm better than you. Like, I don't want to join your bandwagon. But, like, if you can build a little roster, then the next year AD it'll be much easier for him to be like, yeah, for sure, I'm there.
Yeah,
or whoever else, Kyrie, whoever wants to go over there.
What was I? People keep saying, like, Jimmy Butler.
And it's could easily see Jimmy Butler going to LA.
But I don't really see that helping LeBron.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, you look around him.
His defense alone.
Jimmy a max, though? Is that worth it?
I mean, you'd be overpaying him if you gave him a max, but he's a great player. Yeah. Like, everyone forgets it because he was a dick all season, but he's... It's not insane to be like, oh, Jimmy Butler could be the second best player on a championship team.
Who would have ever thought that the guy who's best friends with Mark Wahlberg would be a dick?
You know, exactly.
Shocking.
I was watching him on Hot Ones, and he kept saying how Mark Wahlberg was his best friend, and I was like, I wonder what you guys talk about.
That. Yeah.
It's probably just weird shit.
Just working out. That's the thing. Mark Wahlberg just nonstop lifts weights.
Yeah.
So it's probably
his training regimen.
Oh yeah.
Ridiculous.
He's up at like 4 a.m. every single day working out.
No. Spend time with your family, bro. Yeah.
You have $50 million.
Just enjoy life.
Chill.
I mean, to be fair, Magic Johnson still goes running every morning at 5:00.
I mean, he's trying to beat something that no one's ever beaten before.
He already has, right?
Yeah. He's already beaten.
I actually think
it.
There was like a thing a couple years ago that was like he shows no like sign. He does nothing registers as this guy having that disease.
Yeah.
And that's what he tells women.
No,
he just shows in the video.
Well,
he's like taking a video of
his tells
doctor.
Women, "Hey, you two, get busy."
Yeah. Oh God,
get busy,
get busy.
Magic, they're not getting busy.
Yeah. Hey, come on.
The worst kind of
is
snitch.
Magic gonna have to come down there and tell you two to get busy.
Busy or get lost.
Either get busy living or you get busy dying. Mm-hmm. You two get busy.
Yes.
Oh. All right, that's all the fun we're going to have today.
Yeah, we're going
to about to get serious.
Shift gears?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to take the...
You do.
I do?
Yeah, take it over.
I don't think any of us want to.
None of us want to.
Someone has to bring it up.
Well, I'll do it. So, yeah, so the second half we're going to dedicate to the late Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace. As some of you know, probably all of whoever's listening,
yeah, I would think so.
Know that he was tragically gunned down in front of his Marathon clothing store. Yeah, and it's left like a big hole in the community. It's pretty sad. It's pretty devastating. And like for a person like him to, you know, to be taken in the way he was in the community that he was in, like doing what he was doing for his people. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, like there's... To me, I think there's been no hip-hop figure who was doing exactly what he was doing, who came from what he was doing and had, like, the gumption to do what he was doing. Like, and they said he was killed because he was, because his security wasn't there because he was just stopping by to, like, give his friend.
Yeah, he was trying to help his friend
who
new clothes.
Had done a 20-year bid. Like, he was just trying to give him clothes. That's why he didn't have security.
He was trying to help out.
Yeah, and it's just... It's crazy, yeah. But he's like a real one through and through. Like, everybody knows that. Like, some people who didn't even, like, know his music that well, like, you can just tell who he was by his character. And, like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, he... As far as a musician, it wasn't like he was the most popular rapper. Like, so his last album, like, obviously
was amazing,
was great.
Yeah, and that's why it's eerie that it was called Victory Lap. Like,
yeah. But, like, yeah, leading up to that, it was all, like, mixtapes. They were like, oh, this guy's pretty good. But it was, like, the stuff that he did as a businessman and, like, the stuff he did in his community is what really got him noticed.
Yeah, it propelled him. And, like, it enhanced his story. And now that he's dead, like, listening to his lyrics makes it, like, it's crazy. It feels like he knew... a lot of shit. It seems very prophetic his music.
Yeah. There are a couple of interviews with him where he jokes about like, oh, they're going to kill me. They're going to get me. And I don't think he like was paranoid or thought something was going to happen, but I do think he was aware like, yeah, I kind of fit the profile of the person that this would happen to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. There's a lot of his videos though too that are just like good. Like, I mean, it's, you know, like motivational videos on the internet can be pretty like won't make you want to blow your brains out. The opposite of a motivation.
Yeah.
We're just like, God damn it. Shut up. But yeah. I always feel like there's like a couple from him where you're like, oh yeah, no, this is like that one where he's just like, I'm not better than anyone. I just didn't give up. Like the only difference between me and everyone else is I just didn't give up.
I worked. Like I refused to not work. Like,
yeah.
And like, we could really like, Adhere, whatever.
Oh, man,
whatever.
This is fun today.
Adhere.
You know what I'm saying? It's a tough one. I'm very, allergies got me.
If it wasn't for allergies, you would have played that off.
Yeah, you would have been
whatever,
perfect, dude.
Whatever, you know. but yeah, like to his message and just like to keep working hard because it's a lot of, I don't know, it's tough. Like he even, like people he employed was felons. It was just...
Yeah,
he was just trying to make sure everybody was going to be all right and like do good and like bring the gangs together. Like the fact that they came together after he died is sick because you know that like if you know him, you know that he's been working on trying to bring them together like for years.
And it happens to happen in what like 20 or 30
years.
Made
some progress.
Yeah,
like he clearly had good relationships with both of those groups.
Yeah, it's tough and like just as like a black man, just to see like him be taken by another black man in a city that he was trying to do it in is very devastating. And then to see him being represented by another black man is a whole other story that I don't feel like going into, but that shit is disgusting.
Did you see the Instagram video of the guy like claiming he did it?
No.
I like came across this on accident. I don't even know if it's like actually the guy or just someone being an absolute dick, but I found this video of someone like talking into the front facing camera on their phone and being like, I shot him. I did it. It was me. And it was like not knowing if it was true or just someone trying to take credit. It was like, either way, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah. People like that, like, and the shit like Kodak is doing is like disgusting. Dude, like, it's,
that was fucking ridiculous.
It's really in bad taste. Very poor taste, but
he just keeps fucking up like that, though.
Yeah,
and I get
at this point, that's how he gets attention.
Yeah, and I understand like how people like him think. I know this, like, fuck everybody, like, no one's there, and like, understand, like, they're very real, and that's cool, blah, blah, blah. But like, you need to, like, there needs to be a filter, you need to, like, not do that.
Yeah,
and he apologized.
It's one thing to say that privately, which is still very bad.
Yeah, you're still.
It's another thing to post it on your Instagram Live and be like,
yeah.
And it's not like it's just like that. He casually said it. He was like, went on for a while. Yeah. It was like, you should be sad and stuff, but yeah, like, get her tears out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, come on,
it's like, dude.
Yeah. But to shift it in honor of Nipsey, we were going to share, I believe, some of our favorite LA sports little stories.
Yeah.
What's your favorite LA moment?
Probably
to start, if I'm want to jump in, just like, was probably him during the
I watched
Rockets
a video
Houston
of
fight.
Like, it was, I think he did a halftime performance for the Clippers.
Yeah.
And he crushed it. And it was so clear, like, everyone loved him. Everyone kind of knew who he was there. And it was cool, like, that he did, because he's a pretty outspoken Lakers fan.
Yeah.
But it was cool that he's, like, also not doing, in, like, all walks of life, he's not being like, nah, I'm a Lakers fan. Fuck the Clippers. They're shitty.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's part of the city. I'm going to be as on board with them succeeding as anyone else.
Yeah, I'll rep for L.A. Like, there's no reason for me to not rep for L.A. Who was he getting into an argument that one time? Who was he getting into an argument? Because there's a video of him yelling at somebody at a Clippers game. Do you ever see that he's in the stands and someone, it's like playful, like being like, get out of here. Yeah. You're not going to beat us. You're not fucking with us. Like, well, I forget who it was. I think it's a player. I'm not sure.
So he's talking a little trash, but he's not like,
yes. I don't know. We'll look it up. I also excuse me. No, go ahead.
Please. No, I was gonna say, did you figure, you said you were going to look it up.
No, yeah, I'll look it up.
I thought you said you were going to.
No, look it up. Please take it away, Kyle.
No,
do
I have
your thing. It's your podcast, right?
No, it's not. It's your podcast.
Do you think, Kyle?
We pay rent to be here at your podcast.
No. Come on, guys. Well,
only I pay rent? That's bullshit, dude. Everyone is on their phones.
Look.
I was trying to figure out who it was.
Who was?
All right. Who was that he was like talking shit with?
Anyway,
what? Actually, shout out to him for making the Fuck Donald Trump song with YG.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones that I was like, I was listening to his music a little today and I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's him on there.
And his voice is really dope, too.
Yeah.
I get sick.
He kind of like clearly is the better rapper on that song.
Yes. He's the better rapper.
Than YG?
Yeah. In general,
but it's that's one of those ones where it's like, oh God, when you hear this, it's like day and night.
Yeah.
I like YG, but
YG's good. He's fun, but that's like not his strong suit.
YG needs DJ Mustard, first of all. And secondly, he needs something to talk about. And when he has those things, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a couple of his songs that I listen to.
Like the first?
Still, like, probably like the album's probably like 3 years old.
Yeah. Like,
still,
for sure. That first album is really fucking good. And the next one after he got shot was really good. This one is like, all right, it's cool.
Yeah.
But this is when they caught up with Nipsey after the Chris Paul.
Oh, God.
And
this
Rondo
is such
fight.
A good one.
A picture of you went viral because a lot of fans actually thought you were about to go in there and throw down. Were you not?
Nah, definitely not. I was really just reacting to the little scuffle. It looked like, you know, I might spill over to where we were sitting. So I was just jumping up, making sure it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Going to fall on toward me. But I got love for a lot of the players on the Rockets as well as the Lakers. You know, I'm an LA rep, so I'm always stand behind.
So you were never thinking
about
jumping in there and defending, because you're friends with Harden, right?
Yeah, Harden, my guy, CP, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the players on the Rockets, I got love for.
Right.
But, I would never jump in no NBA fight. Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Makes sense. He's not wrong for thinking like
not
that.
Not at all. They are huge.
So much bigger than him.
No way. I would shout a lot of shit and then run if they came towards me.
Yeah. I would. Yeah. I would
be like, yo, come on, yo. You're rich. You got to do this.
Security guard and stand behind him. Yeah.
Come on. I'm so sorry. Come on.
Bro. You got a big house. I have nothing. Come on.
This is all I have is to yell at you in this arena that I bought a $9 beer at. Come on.
Probably one of my favorite Lakers moments is Kobe's last 60 and just hearing that he went out and told Shaq that he was going to put it up. He was like, I'm going for 60 tonight.
Yeah.
And he went out and then just destroyed a team. Also, mind you, a team that was trying to get to the playoffs.
He also took 50 shots at
it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. A team that was trying to get to the playoffs shut him down.
That was a fun game to watch.
That was
I remember watching that and like,
I don't really like Kobe, but that was amazing to watch.
Wait, both of y'all are Kobe haters?
I don't like Kobe at all.
I
loved that moment.
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
I picked T-Mac when that started and I will ride with that forever, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
No, and it's fun. It's also just fun to hit. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yes.
He's a good villain.
But yeah, his highlights are unbelievable. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, and also too, the best, I think, it should be noted that it's also weird because like for the dichotomy of like LA team, even though he represented both, like you represent the Lakers because they're a story franchise and it's been, without the last 6 years, it's been like a very good run for them. But then you look at the Clippers and it's been historically bad.
Yeah.
And now they are turning a corner. And don't get me wrong, Lob City was dope, but they were so frustrated.
They still felt like a cursed team.
Yes. Then it feels like that's gone. So maybe it was just their energy and it just seeped through the TV so fucking bad that it was just, something was not right then. I feel like Doc is way happier now. He has players who are scrappy and don't fight for him.
Well, it's crazy. They traded away their best player at the All-Star break and now they're
And they still
better.
Made the
playoffs. Great.
Yeah.
They were in the sixth seed for a minute. Mm-hmm. I think they dropped down, but
I was going to say, they remind me so much of like Denver tried to do this for a little bit after Carmelo, and the Rockets did it really well, where they're just like, we're going to get a bunch of great players and try and get someone to put around them.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you added Kawhi to the team that they have now, that would be such a good team.
Yes.
I feel like that's the move that makes sense for him.
I believe he's coming. If not,
and they have that draft pick.
If not, they're fine still. No.
From the Sixers.
I thought
they got a first rounder for Prince. They got two, maybe, I think.
No, I thought they only were able to keep that pick if. Oh, no, that's the Boston
pick. Oh, if they didn't make the playoffs.
That's the Boston pick. Yeah, they were supposed to not pay. Had they not made it, which I think people thought would have.
I really thought they weren't going to try to make the playoffs.
That pick would have been very valuable, but I guess.
They must think that, like, it's more valuable to have
it
to
is.
Show a free agent like hey, we can win. We're here to fucking win.
Yeah, it's like, fuck the bullshit. Because you got fucking Jerry West. Like, you're fine. Yeah. If Kawhi, if there's even a hint of him that wants to be in L.A., and we all know it, you sit him down with Jerry West, he is coming.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, and yeah, it's just weird that with the Magic thing. Because, like, I feel like he could have maybe swayed Kawhi a little bit. Yeah, that's just
Kawhi has a very like deer in headlights feel with that kind of stuff. I feel like if you put any like basketball great in a room with him, he'll kind of get like starry eyed.
Yeah.
Or just not care. I think those are his two emotions.
Yeah.
He has not caring, being starry eyed, and being turned into a laughing meme. That's all he's able to do.
God.
It'll be interesting to see what he does.
Yeah. I'm very, very curious what happens over there. What are your thoughts? What do you think the chances could be? And it's probably mixed, none, but since we're talking LA for NFC, how good would the Clippers have to be for them to become LA's team? Or is it impossible?
Jeez.
It might be impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, they would like minimum have to do one three-peat.
Yeah,
if
minimum a three-peat, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because if they just had a team that won two championships back-to-back, there would still be Lakers fans being real loud about, like, yeah, well, we did three in a row. We did it, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to let that slide.
Yeah, it'll be...
As a LeBron fan,
who lives in a city full of people who think Jordan is better, I just don't think it'll ever happen. I think those people are 100%
they've decided.
They just are the way that they are. Yeah, nothing will ever change it for them.
And nothing else,
Yeah.
I guess like Cubs, White Sox too. Like, I've never known anyone to switch.
No. No.
It's the same thing to me for like the Knicks. Like when it was saying like, oh, but the Nets are looking good too. And like, you know, like they're a team. Like, and some other reporter came out and was like, listen, no, if KD comes to New York, he is going to the Knicks. Like, there's something about the lore of the, like, if you go to Brooklyn, that's cool. You went to Brooklyn. Like, if you go to Brooklyn, you win there. Like, you didn't really win one for New York. If you go to the Knicks and you win one, that's.
Yeah, and you're playing in Madison Square Garden.
It's Madison Square Garden. Like, we've been shitty for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
It's sold out every single fucking game.
Also a history of winning with the Knicks. Like, if you go far enough back, the Nets do not have.
You got to go pretty far.
Look, I want to be clear.
I hope you got a fucking time machine.
To remember that.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I don't know. I also, some of my most favorite moments growing up watching LA stuff was largely in part to Shaq. Like, he's probably my favorite player.
Yeah.
And not to get sad, but like, if the day Shaq dies, that would be very sad.
Oh, I'm going
Dude,
to be.
Or
if it was like sudden, like, oh my God. Brutal. Brutal.
I don't like that.
Yeah. He might be the athlete that I like feel the best about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Charles, but it's nothing near as good as like how I feel about Shaq, because he's always been funny. Yeah. He's always been likable. He's never really done anything that made me be like, man, come on.
I like Charles like the same way I like my dad's drinking buddies. Like, they're fun until they just say something that's like too far, and then you're like, shit, come on, man, don't say that.
Yeah. Also, there's even that story too about with Darius Miles and Shaquille O'Neal when Darius was playing for the Clippers and he was driving and he was already late and he got pulled over by a cop and it was Shaquille O'Neal. He came to the window. It was insane.
That was such a good move.
And also,
it's so funny that they let Shaq be a cop knowing he's doing that.
They said he really wants to. They said once he's done with like the media stuff, he's really going to try to like, they was like, he's law enforcement stuff is really, really, really serious to him.
Oh yeah,
like, very serious.
Well, he's from like a military family.
Yeah, like he's not even joking a little bit about that. He was like, I only want to do that when I know I can devote my full time to it, and right now I can't do that. But when I can, I will be. I promise you, I will be a cop. And he wants to be like a deputy sheriff or whatever he wants to do like that.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Also, shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. He's a Jersey native.
Oh yeah,
he's popping.
I like
Jersey.
Shaq. I love Shaq.
Yeah,
that was always why I didn't like Kobe.
Yeah, that's understandable. If you're choosing the two, like, yes, for sure.
Because I don't know that I ever had a problem with Kobe, and then as soon as he was, like, shitty to Shaq, I was like, fuck Kobe forever.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah. How my dick tastes, was he?
Yeah.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Tell me how my ass tastes. Yeah, that's crazy.
Kobe!
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
They were, like, playing that on SportsCenter the next day.
Yeah. That was just goddamn.
A time when you could have fun. Yeah,
you could really have fun. It was so fun. I think one of my favorite, we kind of touched on it a little bit so far, but my favorite Laker thing is the free agency signing 1 minute after free agency begins of Timothy Mozgov.
Yeah.
$64 million $64 million for 4 years. And then your sign up to that is to give Luol Deng the exact same contract.
For real.
The best part about that is that happened a year after the year he should have been overpaid.
Yeah.
Because it was right after that championship series where everyone got injured and Mozgov was like, I don't know, maybe he's the third best starter for this Cavs team.
Yeah, forgetting the fact that he played with LeBron James.
He played with LeBron and way overachieved because of that. And then the next year he's like injured, doesn't play well, and then he gets paid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a strange thing. Another one of my favorite moments for just LA period is possibly one of the best dunks of all time. DeAndre Jordan dunking over Brandon
God,
Knight.
You are
ride with me, please.
That was one of the greatest dunks.
Yeah, and
that was like the beginning of the "he killed him with a dunk" memes that started happening.
For sure. Yeah. He buried him. Like, that was
I feel like that ruined his career.
Yeah, something about that. Like, the shot.
Because he was a good point guard. Yeah,
like the Jordan Muggsy midget thing. Like, something, it just, like, it switched.
And then he was like a meme on the internet. But he was a solid, point guard. And then he got traded.
Oh, he's always Achilles, right?
Suns?
No, I think he did that after.
Yeah,
he throws with the Suns, I think.
Have you guys seen this Timothy Mozgov commercial?
No.
The one where he's wearing his jersey backwards and he can barely speak English.
Yeah, it's only 16 seconds. Can I play it?
Yes, please.
For sure.
All right.
If you can play it.
Get his wisdom out of here. I'm hungry for the Brew Garden. Fabulous food, fine spirits, fantastic people. My home away from home.
Now hiring both locations.
I just realized I've heard that, I've also been able to see it, and it makes his voice not as insane. I couldn't understand half of that.
I heard he's talking about a restaurant. He said, fantastic people.
Get that wish out of here.
I had no idea that's what he sounded like.
Damn. Is there a better time to do my Yao Ming impression?
We can make fun of Russian people. All right. Because they're enemies of the state.
I thought we could do it now. I was like, I stand your
Yao Ming impression. I love it.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is very spot on.
Yeah. Also, another shout out to the Clippers. It's the Darius Miles and that Quentin Richardson and the shit they had going on back then. They like really were.
I love Darius Miles.
So fucking cool.
That like LA Slam magazine with them like wearing their jerseys backwards and shit.
And they used to like tap their heads and shit. Like they had a very very cool team, and not a good team, but a cool, fun team to watch. And it was really nice to see.
There's some article I read recently about Darius Miles. Somebody did a piece.
He did
Players Tribune. It was so good. Highly recommend that. Darius Miles' Player Tribune.
I love Darius Miles, but it is pretty wild that he brought a gun to an airport.
Dude.
Yo, sometimes we need guns, B.
He did grow up in East St. Louis, to be fair.
Yeah.
You should get to do that one time.
He refuses to go back to the old neighborhood now.
That was after his mom died, if I'm not mistaken, and he said he was just like not in the right mind.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's understandable. I'll give you that.
East St. Louis is very scary.
Watching him play on that Cleveland team when I was a kid is like some of my favorite basketball memories.
Yeah.
Because like that team wasn't good at that time, but you got to see a lot of cool dunks.
Yeah.
That's all you
want
as a kid.
If you're going to suck as a team, any GMs listening to this right now, let me tell you what it takes to be a good GM. If you're going to suck, make sure there are a lot of dunks. A
lot of highlights.
And a lot of threes if possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fan base will get through it. I promise.
Maybe some wild passes.
Wild passes. Even if they go out of bounds, something that looks like, ooh.
I think that there should be like a perfect entertaining tanking team. And you just have guys like, you've got your Lance Stevenson on there.
Yeah.
You've got like, maybe I don't know who the spiritual predecessor for Sean Bradley is, but you get someone like that. Like you get a guy who gets dunked on and is also physically weird looking.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You get someone who fights. Like,
What's going on,
J.R. Smith?
And if absolutely made me think of what's
is J.R. Smith
going
to play again?
Pau Gasol, huh?
Oh, Pau Gasol. What's up with him?
Yeah, he's on the Bucks, but he's hurt, right?
Yeah, he's in the Bucks, and then he got hurt.
Damn.
Yeah,
but
they'll be all right. That team is going to be fine. They got Brogdon coming back. They got
You see,
DJ Wilson looks
Marcus
awesome.
Smart's out.
I was a big fan of him in Michigan.
Marcus Smart got hurt today. He's out for the first two rounds. First two rounds.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Whoa, that's really bad.
I would, defense so bad.
There are so many other players on that
what
team that I
him?
Would trade whatever injury they have.
Yeah, I mean, like,
he's really important to that team.
He's kind of like their heart. They could get bounced first round, especially if
against the Pacers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're a legit team, and we're deep.
Yeah.
Like, we're exactly who they don't want to see.
Let's just say, like Evans just goes off for, like, two games, like, just randomly.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's all you need is just, like, because you already have a good team.
You just need one guy to step up.
Yeah, you just need somebody to go off.
Wes Matthews, Miles Turner is always capable of doing it every once in a while.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he'll be good either way. But, I mean, just guys like little guys like Evans and Matthews, like, if they just go off, like, you're like, okay.
Yeah, who...
Darren Collison's kind of...
Who Smart would have locked down, like, now it's...
Yeah.
It's they, wide they open. Have free reign. They it's free reign. They just do whatever. Free I'm Wayne. Dying
today. This is insane. Free Wayne.
Free reign to do whatever.
Very quiet.
Can the name of this episode just be Cleveland?
I'm wanting Cleveland zone defense.
Yes, I heard it. I heard it. No, I heard
Shut
it.
Up.
I heard
Wait, it. What did you say?
Goddamn mouth.
I heard it. He said Cleason. Cleason.
Jackie Cleason.
Oh, it's you contagious. Passed it on to Kyle. Good yeah. job.
It's contagious.
You know, I got it out of here. Allergies are contagious.
I think that might be the only thing they aren't.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know.
That's probably as good a point of any to end on, that you guys are having trouble talking.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably a good sign.
Yeah, it's probably a good time to hang it up. Yeah. All right.
And you have a clip you wanted to play of Baron Davis?
Yeah.
Growing up in L.A., you know, there are incredible people, right? But angels only come so often. And for us, we watch Nipsey grow up. We watch him grow up through the struggle that we all grew up in. But as a young man, he was sharp. As an adult, he became responsible. As a father and a husband, he became a leader, and our leader in L.A. And so when you see Russ and DeMar, Kawhi, Trevor Ariza, James Harden honoring this man, it's because he led by example. You know, a lot of us come up in the Tupac generation, and Tupac talked about all the things that he wanted to do in the community. Nipsey Hussle did it. Nipsey Hussle was there. And so, you know, in the wake of just this tragedy, my heart goes out to Lauren London. Lauren, we love you. We love the kids. And as a basketball family, an L.A. family, you know, we just want to honor Nipsey because he was everything to us, man.
Rate and subscribe.
On iTunes.
iTunes, other medias.
Follow us on Instagram.
What sites are we on? Instagram. I don't know what to tell people.
SoundCloud.
Yeah.
SoundCloud and iTunes, that's it?
Yeah. I think that's it. We should put it on Spotify, though.
If we can, if they'll have us.
Yeah, if they'll have us.
If you have, if, ugh, all right, I'm done. Goodbye.
Jesus. Bye.